Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Would you looky there? And what I mean by there is meaning the Canadian store for Google. Yeah, there it is, the Pixel 4a. Yeah, it sure looks like Google made a boo-boo and published an image of the Pixel 4a on the Canadian store. Now, I know we've seen this leak left and right for I don't know how many weeks now, actually probably months. But since this one's actually coming from Google now, a release actually could be sometime soon. There is an interesting little thing, though, about the image that did appear on the Canadian store. It actually had the screen date on the device of May 12th. And we all heard before that that was possibly the day we were going to see the thing first. And we all know why we didn't now. Yeah, because of the stupid COVID-19 crap. We all value our privacy, though pretty hard to do when we're on the internet nowadays. Some of us even go to the lengths of covering our camera with tape on our laptops. While that's a good idea, it's not a good idea to actually close it when it's still taped up. At least if you own a MacBook, and according to what Apple's telling you. Yes, Apple's actually published a support page warning MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, and MacBook owners, you better remove any coverings on your camera, because you're liable to damage your screen if you don't. Stating that closing an Apple laptop while the camera is covered may damage the display or prevent features like True Tone from working properly. Apple, of course, is saying, hey, just rely on that green indicator light so that way you'll know when your camera's on. Or just use a camera cover that's no thicker than a piece of paper, which actually probably would be the better way to go. We all know that hackers have a way of getting into cameras and having you not ever know that they're on by just simply disabling that little light. Of course, this warning is coming after some MacBook Pro owners have said that, they've broken their screens after they covered up their cameras. So yeah, it's definitely best to use something that's appropriate for it and not just getting out the duct tape. Mobile gamers, oh yeah, you need that constant feel of juice through your device, don't ya? Well, Vivo's here to help ya. Get ready for 15 minutes fully charging time on Vivo's new lineup of IQOO gaming phones. How's this happening? Well, 120 watts of fast charging power. It can fully charge a 4,000 milliamp hour battery in just 15 minutes. In fact, you can get the phone to 50% in just 5 minutes. Vivo obviously sees the gaming market the most need for this fast charging, at least currently. Although I would beg to differ, as much as I use my phone throughout the day. Being the fact that mobile gaming is so resource hungry, your juice just disappears like that. Be it said though, Vivo's not going to be the only player in this game, no pun intended. Oppo's got a faster one coming for us, currently working on a 125 watt fast charging solution. And finally, Nintendo and LEGO fans combined. Yes, it looks like LEGO's about to unveil an NES console that you build brick by brick. Yep, LEGO's kind of let a little thing over there on their Twitter page. In what appears to be an original NES complete with a controller that, yes, you build. A Super Mario Brothers cartridge is also on display, plus that old 1980 CRT TV too. Now, from what we can gather right now, it looks like this set will be 2,646 pieces. That's going to keep us busy for a while. It's a good thing, since a lot of us are just home nowadays twiddling our thumbs. In fact, you might remember the Mario from the existing LEGO Mario set? You'll actually be able to mount Mario with this collection, too. Speaking of which, it's not going to be cheap if you want to combine the two. Looks to be setting you back about 229 euros, or about 250 US dollars. Got one of those stories and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get a hold of all the BTN shows. It's also where you can support the news show. Yep, the news show. Yeah, it's not sponsored, so we do need your contributions to keep this show going for you. If you love what we do here on the news show, please consider heading on over to our subscription page at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can help keep the news show going day in and day out. Of course, we're on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, and on Twitter as well, at British Tech. And we've got our community always buzzing over there. Come buzz with us. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.